In the old days, we used to create this distinction between dumb websites and smart websites. We would plug high level into the WordPress website and be like, now it's a smart website, because when they fill out the form, it texts you or it tries to call you and clicks to connect. There are all these things that happen natively in there. Now all of that can live in one space. So it's like actually connected to the same account where the automations and the CRM is existing. You can also have the website property that the WordPress has there. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Cicino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
Oh man, Matt, it's everybody's favorite time of the week. It's High Level Hot Takes.
Let's dig into it. And so here's my context. If you have built WordPress, you have a background, you have clients with WordPress sites, you're subtly interested in WordPress, this episode is for you. And here's my bold claim. If you do anything in the world of WordPress, I think High Level is the most valuable change you can make in this year for your agency, for your services. And we're going to dig into why. Quick little backstory into like my background and context here is I started building WordPress sites in 2010. This is like, I actually don't know when it started fully, but so for me, I was into freelancing and PHP, HTML, CSS out of high school. And the first time I started applying into that was into college with WordPress. So I've known WordPress for a long time, been in it deeply. For the first 4 years of our agency, it was Shopify, but then also WordPress in terms of the main places that we developed in. And then honestly, as we moved into more of a marketing focus, it was WordPress entirely. Like we were still doing sometimes full build outs, even if the initiation and our goal was marketing and customer acquisition, we still just found WordPress is incredibly valuable for SEO content. It was just what we knew very well. And so even if we were blending other funnel providers, as we were learning funnels, we would have the basis as WordPress, and we might use like a plugin to connect the other funnel builder and have these funnels over there because we felt like we needed to, or whatever it is, or because they had good templates over there we wanted to use. And so I still feel like I deeply understand WordPress, and we still use it to this day. We've even gone through a season of we moved away from WordPress in terms of the primary source of traffic. And we saw such a impact, or let's say a lack of impact from an organic reach perspective, that we then I've gone through the effort in almost all the arenas, not all of them fully deployed, but like to go back to WordPress just because we were frustrated in seeing that like we had some properties not on WordPress and they were doing worse organically than competitors for our own brand names and our own terms. And you look at like, oh, the competitor was on WordPress. We weren't. We're big fans. I'm still solid about WordPress. And for folks that are new to WordPress, it powers the majority of the internet. I think it's somewhere 60, 70% of the internet. I don't think it's 70, but let's say mid 60s in terms of pages on the internet powered by WordPress. And we've done past shows where I've talked through partnerships that Atlassian, which is the company that owns the WordPress for-profit side of it. It's an open source, so it's kind of like this nonprofit open source model, which makes it a huge, robust ecosystem. Enough backstory onto WordPress. Let me tell you a part of our story with clients in doing this is we went through the evolution of how do we host WordPress? And so we had sort of like our own servers. You get enough of them. You're like, what was one of the first ones we did? It was an LA-based company, InMotion Hosting.
Okay.
I don't even know if they're still around, whatever they're doing. They probably are, but we're talking like literal racks of computers in Los Angeles, and you buy shared space in there and you have a control panel and you're like, oh, this is how I can deploy a WordPress. There's like a little, you know, connection, little plugin for a control panel, deploy a new WordPress site. You know, back in the day, that's how launched and deployed and ran with WordPress. As it matured, I'm thinking like this is back in the 2010s where it's controlling, started to take, you know, 10%, 20%, 30% of the internet. You're like, it became a dominant singular provider very quickly. And so you had more focused secondary providers. And so then you had managed WordPress. And what did that mean? They could take care of the backups. They could take care of the updates. They made it easier specifically to host WordPress websites. They were designed for WordPress in mind because the pros and cons of WordPress is amazing, robust ecosystem, but rapid development. And you were in control of that. Like they basically said, you can use our content management system for free. This is wordpress.org. It's free for everyone, but you got to keep it updated and you don't have to keep it updated. If you ignore it and leave it out there and just say, I'm not going to touch this, in years time, it becomes very vulnerable to hacks and to just just breaking down and stuff like that. Like anything in your life, it was like, what is that? Entropy exists. Everything just moves towards destruction and chaos, and it doesn't move towards, like, without some outside force, it's not going to go well. And so Manage WordPress was now saying you could host with us and they would ensure that things stayed up to date, they stayed current, and they started doing things like they would do a backup. Because they did the backups, they would update the plugins, they would update the root WordPress, they could even update the themes automatically, you know, take a backup beforehand, and even do things where if the updates made the website look different, they would automatically revert back. So all these sort of like managed aspects that were making WordPress easier on the back of specialized hosts, and they would focus on WordPress, make it faster, easier, all those things to deploy. And one of the big players in that space was WP Engine. Mm-hmm. The call it the baby brother, kind of like the Lyft to the Uber, was Flywheel. There's other companies that were doing it there, but at the time when we were considering Managed, it was kind of like Flywheel was a sort of up and comer, maybe a little bit better deals. They had more of like a call it developer friendly. They had some plugins they did specifically for us to deploy faster, to build locally. They had this thing called Local WP. Like I said, this episode's for the WordPress nerds out there. I'm with you. I get you. This is just a little backstory and context. Well, since then, WP Engine acquired Flywheel and all of those other things. And so now it's kind of silly. Like at the top, you're like, you have options, but really you look at the pricing, they just cleverly have priced it where it's like, oh, if you've got lower volume and want the cheapest thing, here it is. You know, if you got a little bit more volume, but they stand alone. All of the infrastructure for these hosts are Google. I'm pretty sure actually both of them run on Google Cloud Platform. I was there when Flywheel made the transition. I remember it was like this big thing. We're going to Google Cloud. The benefit is it's faster. It's far more elastic in the sense of like if you have a surge of traffic, it just like scales up very quickly, very easily. And so you could handle virality is actually the problem that was happening and call it like the mid, you know, 2015, 2016. You might have a post or something like that catch virality on social media and then all this traffic would go to the site and you need to be able to like not have your shining moment of publicity end in a 404 error.
Yep.
Bringing it to today, this High Level hot take. High Level has had WordPress hosting for almost 2 years. When they launched, to validate the concept, they looked for people to raise their hand and they said, I'm going to do an insane offer for you and give you unlimited sites for a fixed cost. And we were there, part of the first 50 agencies that were like, I sign up, I volunteer as tribute. For context, I'm not going to price anchor you to something specifically. I'll give you more of like updated set things here, but it was the cost for 1 year was less than what we were paying for 1 month. And it was an absolute no-brainer. And so I'm going to talk you through this journey because on the surface, that sounds great. But if you've been in the High Level ecosystem, they typically do kind of like a skateboard rollout. So we adopted it. We were there for it, but it had a few things missing. And I maybe have mentioned this on other shows, but I want to tell you, like, as of today, you're listening to this, this is absolutely true. They have matched toe for toe of everything you can find at a managed WordPress provider. Automated backups, the ability now for us to like programmatically create other solutions from like a simple management interface. They actually go beyond it because now imagine what in the old days we used to create this distinction between like dumb websites and smart websites. And literally we would plug High Level into the WordPress website and be like, now it's a smart website because when they fill out the form, it texts you or it tries to call you and clicks to connect. There are all these things that happen natively in there. Now all of that can live in one space. So it's like actually connected to the same account where the automations and the CRM is existing. You can also have the website property, the WordPress host there. Where I think this is a game changer is they have, as they ramped this up, they got rid of the unlimited plan. It was a little bit too good. And as they were kind of validating this, they wanted to keep on validating it. Well, so I recently went back to High Level and I was like, because I had been telling people about it. I was like, I didn't realize this went away. I still have it. Early adopter, bonus here. And they were like, well, Matt, if you're the person sending people over, we'll give you a special link. So right now, if you're listening to this, it's just going to be mattdesino.com/WordPress. mattdesino.com/WordPress. myname/WordPress. And this is high level's kind of like backdoor here. So if you're curious about it, this is how you can get it. And a couple things about it. One, as I mentioned, it pairs toe-to-toe with anything else that any other managed provider does. But more exciting than that is we've been using this as a tip of the spear. We had it. And so I was like, okay, even in scenarios where it wasn't as good as the other ones, it was kind of like the scenario, which I told folks before. If you have a bag of unlimited candy bars, it's like you have a Mary Poppins bag and you've got candy bars in there. Why not sell those candy bars? Like, truly, why not? You're like, I'm sitting on Mary Poppins bag. I have unlimited candy bars. It doesn't matter if you sell them for one penny. Like, you're making money and you're making someone else's life better because you're like, here's a candy bar. Just outsized value here. This is at the point where basically after you have about 10 clients, if you have 10 clients and you did market rate, everything else is free, unlimited open value. Imagine if you could turn around and then go to these businesses and be like, hey, new in the area, I think I can help just as a way to serve you. I'll eliminate your hosting costs, right? I'll just take care of this. Or what if you make that the bonus, like the sunk cost fallacy, the bonus of your offering? Because for so many decision makers, if the immediate thing is I will just eliminate the cost that you have already allocated, it's a no-brainer. So let me give you this another way. My current cell phone provider is Spectrum. You might be like, Matt, why do you have Spectrum? That's not a cell phone provider. Well, they said, so I was with Verizon. Yep. And they literally said, hey, we've got Verizon's network. If you sign up for Spectrum, it's the same Verizon network and it's about one-third the cost of what you're paying there. And I said to myself, it's the same thing. And it's one-third the cost. Like, I'm not dumb. Like, I this feels like an easy offer to say yes to. Yeah. I literally was just like, free money? Like, yeah, I'm going for it. And so if you're on the new side and trying to acquire customers, imagine being able to go around and saying, like, in effect, free money. So you can use this as a bonus offer. You could use this as literally foot in the door, like tip of the spear to just create the relationship, pull them in, draw them in. Because if you have a bag of unlimited candy bars, what are you waiting for? There's, you know, so many folks are like, you can get creative and compete on ways to deliver value, which is all fine and dandy. But I'm telling you, like, Spectrum, like, their marketing team was like, this is dumb. And they probably got like a win in bonuses that year because they were like, we're going to go after the folks that are literally paying for the same thing, but more. And we're going to tell them just to save money.
Yeah. I like it because it's also an introductory rate. So with things like this, where the cost is fixed, give it away for a year and then you can, you know, you're not forever wasting that money, right? You're just, yeah.
And so there's so many ways to monetize it. There's an example of like you could do a promo rate for a year, for a term. You could use it as a, like that sunk cost fallacy. So here's an example, like free bonuses. Basically, this is getting into the marketing side of it, but there's like the psychology of free beats everything. And they've done studies. The best example of this is they've done they had a table with candy on the table and they had like a 1 cent candy that they said like free. And then they had like a dollar candy bar. Like that's how much it's worth, like a dollar candy bar. And they said like 5 cents. So it was like a nickel for the dollar candy bar or free for the like
penny candy.
I don't know, like one Smartie. I don't know, like whatever the 1 cent candy was. Even though the undeniable better value option is a nickel for a dollar candy, like the people could have just been buying these up and then reselling them for 50 cents and like netting, like this is way more value. The majority of folks opted for free for the one penny candy. And it just goes to show that like free has this unfair advantage in our minds when it comes to offer. And so you can do that with free bonuses, right? So if it's like sign up for our, you know, smart AI chat widgets and we'll host your website for free. The free component of it is more compelling than the actual value stack that you had in there. And so more of these things that are, they're free, but they're tied to a real value. For that person, you're saying it's free. You're actually saying, pay me money and I'll give you something for free. I could have bundled it together. But because the free thing has a real cost in their life, its value in the offer is greater than a new opportunity, right? So it's not saying like, get something you didn't have. It's saying, save money on something you're currently spending money on. And so and just to give you other ideas of how you can stack this out. So I'm, you know, incredibly stoked, you know, full if you look at past episodes, I've talked about this before. I did not realize it wasn't actually a possible offer. And it's a pretty cool thing that they're allowing me to bring this to you all. And so if you go to WP Engine, because of their throttling, that might actually be, I think it's 15 sites. On Flywheel, I think you can maybe get like 30. So it's like 30 sites. And high level saying unlimited sites. If I was trying to give someone advice, well, one, if you're already in the WordPress world, this is a no-brainer, an absolute killer. If you're new to it, if you kind of have a sort of understanding of WordPress or understand that most of the businesses you want to serve and that exist in the internet run on WordPress, you have a 6 out of 10 chance that you're just like, well, just pick a business.
Right.
Majority of the time, they could find value in this kind of an offer stack. And so I think it's going to be absolutely killer.
It's huge. Now, I want to call back to some of the earlier episodes that we did on WordPress where, you know, they started as a skateboard. Mm-hmm. Right. So are you at a point where not only do you think it's a great deal, but this is at least up to bike or car? Like where are we at in terms of
replacement? Well, so yeah, I would say plane. Like that's what I mean. Huge. We've worked with them.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, from another side of this, we've created additional solutions on the HL Pro Tools side of it to do some more advanced things, but it's possible. So now it's even possible. So if you're kind of technical, so let me give an example. What does High Level not have, but it is possible and you can do it, is a centralized dashboard to manage all of these sites. So let's say that doesn't exist, or that would exist in sort of like a Flywheel or a WP Engine where it's like, oh, I have one place I see all of my WordPress websites from. That isn't natively out of the box in High Level, but we work with them to make that now a possibility. And so I'm not trying to trick you into this. I still think it is an incredible value. And to some folks, they're like, oh, that's good. I want that. Other folks are like, I don't really care if I see the sites, because if it's auto updating, it's auto backing up, it's auto like restoring if there was a bad update, you're like, you know, I'm just looking at it.
Navigate there through sub accounts. You can still navigate to it entirely anyways.
Yeah. So like I'm not even saying you need that stuff, but for some geeky folks like us that really just have a history of like, this is what I'm used to. That's why we recreated it. Cause it's like, ooh, I just keep what I'm used to. I'm not even saying it's best, because the more and more so the technology gets good enough, you're like, oh, I realize I did these systems before when the technology was worse. Now I just keep looking at it. You know, like watching your sprinklers to make sure they turn on in the morning. You're like, oh yeah, the sprinkler control turns it on. And at some point you're like, I don't need to look at this. I'll keep sleeping and the sprinklers will just run because the robots have gotten so good at doing it. And so I would say the technology moves in that same way. I don't know if that sprinkler analogy works for anybody else, but like, that's what I'd say. If you used to just always hand water and then you're like, I got to check and see, is the sprinkler running? At some point you're like, oh, I don't need to watch this anymore. And so, but High Level's given us a ton of flexibility programmatically to make this happen. And they just have an absolutely killer deal. So matchzeno.com/WordPress if you want that. And if you don't, then keep on cruising. High Level's awesome.